You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So New Zealand is participating in an international study that is searching for the genes that cause stuttering. Researchers are looking for 1,000 participants from New Zealand who stutter currently or who have stuttered in the past to determine what gene is the reason behind a stutter. I spoke to Lynette Sadlier, a paediatric neurologist and professor at the University of Otago, Wellington, about the study. We talk about what the aim of the study is, why it is important to study the genetics of stuttering, and how people who are interested can get involved in the study. Here is Lynette.
So this is a big international study, and we're hoping that 1,000 New Zealanders will want to be involved. The aim of the study is to identify the locations in our genes and what genes are important in causing stuttering. So we know that stuttering has a large genetic component, but we don't know where those genes are, and we don't know what those genes are. So that's what this study is trying to find out.
So it's an international study. How many other international groups are looking at this as well?
So this is led by an Australian group, but there is also participants already in the study from the Netherlands and from the UK, and we are looking at also getting the United States, which is starting up shortly as well.
Why is it important to look at the genetic origins of stuttering when it comes to treating, I suppose, young people, generally the people that stutter?
Yep. So stuttering is very common in children. It usually comes on around 2 to 4 years of age, and 1 in 10 children will stutter. But most of those will outgrow it, but we still have about 1 in 100 adults who had continued to stutter while they're adults. So it is a significant problem. Now, the reason why it's important to find the genes is because to understand a disorder and to be able to start to think about ways that you might effectively treat it, you have to have some knowledge on what is causing it. So we know that there's a genetic component, and we know there are genes involved. We don't know what those genes are. Once we can identify those genes, then we can look at the genes and see what they do. And then when we understand what they do, that'll help us understand and look for ways to fix the problems that the abnormal genes have caused.
I was going to say, what does fixing those problems look like? Is it something that, say, I suppose the evidence that it's genetic is that perhaps parents or grandparents of children who stutter also had stuttering?
That's correct.
Yeah. Is the idea that there would be sort of intervention earlier on to help children when they learn to speak?
So, you know, in some ways, what will be able to help until you find out what is actually wrong.
And so
for stuttering, we don't have any medicines that help people who stutter. At the moment, stuttering is treated by speech therapy, which is very effective and for some people, but clearly not for others. Other disorders, there are medications people can take that can help. So it might be that understanding what the genes are that are involved in stuttering might give us a clue to what sort of a type of drugs or what kind of drugs could be developed that might help with stuttering. That's one possibility. But we really don't know until we find out what those genes do. So it's really the first step. At the moment, 1 in 100 people, despite good speech therapy, still have problems with their stuttering when they're adults. So it is a problem that is important for us to try to help with.
Just sort of generally speaking, that you generally sort of associate stuttering with some sort of, nervousness around talking in public or talking around people, but that's not necessarily the case if it is a genetic.
Well, it's definitely not the case. And it's interesting, isn't it? That's one of the stigmas sort of attached to people who have stuttering. You know, people perceive them in a way because there are a lot of people who get it's a nervousness or there's something wrong with them psychologically, and so that's why they have trouble speaking. But that's not generally the case. And so sometimes people can be nervous in a social situation because they're worried about how people will interpret their stuttering. But the nervousness isn't causing their stuttering. Their stuttering has a genetic basis. And so people don't have something terrible happen to them that makes them start stuttering. They have a predetermined genetic change, which is causing them to have verbal fluency problems.
And so finally, I know you spoke right at the beginning about the aim of the study, but could you just restate that sort of briefly about what is the eventual goal for this study, and how long will the study take, and what will it involve?
So the study will take a few years. This is what we call a GWAS study, which means that you need thousands, tens of thousands of individuals to be recruited, because what we're basically doing is looking at the genetic makeup of people who stutter and comparing it to people who don't stutter. So you need large groups of people to do that. And the aim, as I said, is to help us understand what the cause of stuttering is. We know that there's genetic contribution to that. We just don't know where those genes are or what they are.
This study obviously involves participants. How, if you do stutter, how can you get involved?
Yeah, so anybody who has ever stuttered or is presently stuttering, we're keen to get them involved. It's a really easy study. Basically, you just go online to the research project website. There is information leaflets on there. You read that information. If you're happy with what's involved in the study, you just consent online. It then takes you to a survey where you're asked various questions about your stuttering, and that takes about 15 to 20 minutes to complete. We're then hoping, but this is an optional component, but we're then hoping that people will be happy to record their speech. And then once they've done that, we will then send them a spit kit in the post, which is just a tube where they have to spit their saliva up to a certain line. It's quite a bit of saliva, but it's very doable. And then they put that in the postage prepaid envelope that we send them and send it back to us. We then will extract the DNA from the cells in the saliva and then look at that DNA to see if we can find where the genetic problems are.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
So the study, in terms of who we're looking for, anybody over the age of 7. If you're between 7 and 16, then you need to have your parents go online and consent with you. And anybody over 16 can do the consenting all themselves.
That was Lynette Sadlier, a paediatric neurologist and professor at the University of Otago, Wellington, speaking about the international study New Zealand is participating in to help us understand how genetics contribute to stuttering.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.